Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're actually on Chaf Aleph. On the first line. First line, top of Chaf Aleph. So yesterday we had a very fascinating Gemara about Kiddush and everything about Kiddush and Daraisa and Darabanan and women and Kiddush. And that was brought in as a sideshow. The main show was Sheker and Shov. Sheker and Shov. So, such a thing as a Shavua Sheker, such a thing as a Shavua Shav. I made a chart for myself, because otherwise it's just so confusing. It's confusing even with the chart. Just to back up track for 2 seconds. Rav Dini held yesterday that a future Shavua of Ochel, I will eat, or Lo Ochel, or I won't eat, is learned out of the Pasuk of Lo Sish Bu'u B'Shmi L'Shaker, which is a Pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim, which says, don't say Sheker. So if you swear I will eat and I will not eat, and it turns out that you violate that, that was false. That was Sheker. A past Shavua of Achalti V'lo Achalti, if I swear on Sunday, you know, yesterday I didn't eat. Yesterday was Shabbat. I didn't eat yesterday. I'll swear to that. The minute you utter that, it's a lie. Because that's the way, of course you ate. It was Shabbat. Of course you ate. So the minute you utter that, that's called a Shavua Shav. That was Rav Dini. So we had a question that said, the question was that we had a braisa that said that Sheker and Shav are the same. In what way are they the same? That was a question, a statement yesterday. That the statement was, Meisve, Sheker v'Shav Echad Heim. What does that mean? Sheker and Shav are one and the same. So one answer we gave yesterday was Ella Kishen Shaloka al Shav Kach Nami Loka al Sheker. Just like you get Malchus for Shav, you get Malchus for Sheker. So the Gemara clap by Laya, that's impossible. Well, that's one to love Shein Vamaisa, one to love Shein Vamaisa. You're right. Ella Ema, change it around. Kishen Shaloka al Sheker. Just like you get Malchus on a Sheker, I swear I will not eat and I violate that and I eat. That is a yat lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. I get malchus for that. Kach lo kanami al shav. I also get malchus on a shav, even though it's a lav sheyin bo ma'isa. We're going to see today there are 3 exceptions to getting malchus for a lav sheyin bo ma'isa. Says the Gemara, pshita high lav, high lav. So what's the chiddush in that? It's a lav. You should get malchus, right? Ma'adatei, I would have thought could amalei a papa la baya, like a papa said to a baya, lo yinake klal, that there should be no malchus at all. Kamash malon. The answer is, like Abaya answers the Papa, which will come up today. That was what we said yesterday. V'ibayisema, another answer. You're right. V'ibayisema, another answer. Kishem should maybe carbon al sheker, just like you bring a carbon for a false shavua, for a sheker shavua, kach maybe carbon al shav. So too you bring a carbon for a shav. Yesterday we said, there is no carbon for a shav. That was one mandamar. This says, yes, you do bring a carbon. Rabbi Akiva, he. And it's really the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Mechayev, L'Sha'avar, Kila Haba. He requires past Shavuos for Karbanos, just like future ones. Just one more side point. Meisve, wait a minute, it says, Ezehu Shavua Shav. What's a Shavua Shav? Nishva L'Shanas HaSeidu L'Adam. You swear the term is patently ridiculous. Like a stone is gold or a man is a woman. It's patently ridiculous. That's a Shavua Shav. Shavua Sheker. What's a Shavua Sheker? Nishbe lahachlif. You swear to change something. Meaning, I will eat, I won't eat. The problem is lahachlif is mash for the past. And we're just saying now that it means the future. So the Gemara says, you're right, aim a nishba umachlif. You swore regarding the future. I will eat or I won't eat. And then you violate it. So then we said, fine, very good. All very good. That is Rav Dini. Now we're going to have a whole nother approach, which is ki asa ravin amar of Yirmiyah, amar of Yavo, amar of Yochanan. A whole nother approach. He says like this: achalti v'lo achalti sheker. Right? That is sheker. Now there's no question. There's no question that that's past. That there's no shaila about. Achalti v'lo achalti is sheker. We said Rav Dini yesterday said. Achalti v'lo achalti was shav. Now he changes it. He says, no, that's sheker. Right? V'azharise. And what's the azhara for that? Atara for that is same pasuk as same pasuk as what Rav Dimi held was the future, which is Milosish Bulus Miloshaker. Ochel v'lo ochel, future, that's over below Yachel Devaro. That's a whole different pasuk of Lo Yachel Devaro. Yesterday, Rav Dimi held that from Lo Yachel Devaro, you learn about Nadarim. That's what he held yesterday. Here he says, in Lo Yachel Devaro, he's teaching you future Shavuot, right? Future Shavuot. Okay? Of course, if you look in the Rambam holds that a past Shavua, leave the Rambam out. Of course, the Rambam picks both Shitas. He quotes Sukkim from both Shitas. So there's a kasha why he did that. Fine. Be'ezehu Shavua Shav. What's a Shavua Shav? There's no makar for a Shavua Shav yet. What's a Shavua Shav according to him? Nishba l'sha'as yaseyedua la'adam. A Shavua Shav is something which is ridiculous. Right? Something ridiculous. Now, Amar of Papa, says of Papa, so by the way, I can show you the chart. They're just arguing on what's a sheker, what's a shav. Is a sheker past, is a shav past, is a sheker future, is a shav future. And they're arguing the psukkah. Okay? Oh, not really, well, machlokas, right. Machlokas, the halachas are even the same. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference. According to everyone else, the difference is that on some there's no carbon all of the orate. We said that yesterday, the day before. The court of Rekiv, maybe there is no difference. Maybe there is no difference. Amar Papa, Hadrabi Avo, Lav Befer, Itmar. This wasn't said straight out by Rabbi Avo in black and white. El Machlala Itmar, it was inferred. It was inferred from a statement of Rabbi Avo. What's that? Amar Vidi Baravin, Amar Vamam, Amar Vidchav, Amar Vyokhanan, Rabbi Domer Vishabiosa Glili, Kol Lo Sase Shabbat Torah, any Lo Sase in the Torah, Lav Shiyish Bo Maisa, Lokinalav. It's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, you get malchus. The she'ein bo ma'isa, ein lokinalav. If there is no ma'isa, there's no malchus. Three exceptions. Chutz, except, minishpa, except for a case of swearing, right? U, meimar, and a case of tumura, if somebody designates an animal for a carbon, and then he changes his mind and transfers the kedusha from animal A to animal B. You're not allowed to do that. You get malchus if you do that. Oh, what I did was speak. Okay, that's a homosexual called homosexual tumura. My humble opinion, I think it's the hardest one in Shas. Very hard. It's short, but it's very hard. That's that. That's case number two. And case number three is umakalel es hachaveiro b'shem. If you curse your friend using the name of Hashem, or as it was speak, or as it was words, it's one of the exceptions. Okay? Now, Tosus points out there are two more. One is Adam Zomim. The Amalekis is between Adam Zomim in certain cases. And one is Moti Shemra. So those are only speech. So Tosus answers, first of all, the reason those aren't mentioned is because the Beferish in the Torah was the ownership. There's a black and white in the Torah. You get Amalekis if you're Moti Shemra. So why should the Mishnah, anyone can read the Torah. Second answer to Tosafot gives, even though it says, Kol lo sase, lav dafkis every single one, the Mishnah left, the Brisa left some out. Okay, either way. Now, just one interesting thing about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Tosafot points this out, Rabbi Yochanan holds above Metzia, let's say you have an animal, and the animal's in the field, and the halacha is, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. You're not allowed to do that. It's called lo sachsim shor v'disho. Let's say you muzzle, now, what does that mean? You go to the store, you buy a muzzle, you attach it to the animal while it's threshing, and it can't eat. You're over a lot. What if you speak to the animal, or you yell at it, and by you speaking and yelling, the animal can't eat? Right? You prevent the animal from eating, but only with speech. Says Rabbi Yochanan above Matzia, is that, you get malchus for that? Says Rabbi Yochanan above Matzia, yeah, you do. Right? He says, right? You do. Why? Because you've prevented the animal from speaking, from eating. The same Rabbi Yochanan says that speaking over here is a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Yeah, there are three exceptions. But la ma'isa, it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Sahakam by Sahakam Shar Padisho, you're Chayiv from Malkus, all you did was speak, and over here you need acceptance. You hear the Kasha? The Tosfos is unbelievable, you throw. He says like this. He says, when Rabbi Yochanan holds, when does Rabbi Yochanan hold that speech is a maisa, like by Losachim Shor Vadisho? Rabbi Yochanan holds, he got malchus for that. I didn't do anything. All I did was speak. I spoke to the animal. Why did I get malchus for that? So he says, Rabbi Yochanan holds, speech is a maisa when it results in a maisa. When your speech results in a maisa, then your speech is a maisa. As a general rule, speech is not a maisa. There are cases out there where it could result in a maisa, where you're standing on top of the animal, yelling at it, can't eat. That's a maisa. Is only speech, yeah, but it results in a maisa. Here, you just fluid and it doesn't result in anything. Therefore, they're not, it's a lot of shame about maisa. Some exceptions to get malchus anyway. Okay. Now, So Aiden Zohar and Torah, that's in the Torah. So you can't question. It says in the Torah, you get malchus for that. Right. Also, it's not on the list because it's in the Torah. Okay. Nishba Minolon. How do you know that if you speak, if you swear falsely, you're going to get malchus for that, even though it's a lot of shein bo maisa? Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishur Mishur Ben Yechoy, Amar Kra, it says, Lo si says Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Where it says Pazuk in the Eteres HaDibros. Kilo Yenake, right? Kilo Yenake. What does that mean, Kilo Yenake? You will not be cleansed. Bezin Shalmaila Ein Menachen Oso. Hashem's not going to cleanse you. In other words, Hashem's not bothering with you. Avol Bezin Shalmaila Malkin Oso. The Bezin Shalmaila will give you Malkin. And Umenachen Oso. Then you'll be cleansed. Okay? So what do you see from here? This is an exception. It's an exception. Now, the Rambam here, the Radbad says that when you have a Shavua Shav or a Shavua Sheker, there are two components. There's a component of the Onesh for swearing falsely. There's also a component of Achil Hashem. Believe it or not, Achil Hashem by swearing. So they read into the Rambam, yeah, for the swearing falsely part, Malchus will take care of it. Malchus not taking care of Achil Hashem part. That's much more serious. Okay. Because the Rambam says that you violate also the Chilalta Hashem Hashem Elokecha. Okay. Now, Amalei Papal Abaya. For Papa says to Abaya, this is the exchange that we ended off with yesterday that we started with today. Dilma Hachi Kamar, Rachmana, maybe the Torah means as follows. Lo Yenaka Klal. There's no Malchus at all. Not here, not in the upper world, not here, nothing at all. So Abaye says, "Ikziv kilo yinake kidamarta." Had it said kilo yinake, you'd be correct for Papa. Hashtu dixiv kilo yinake Hashem, but it sticks in the word Hashem. Hashem who ain't a manaka. Avobezen shalmata, malkinoso, umanakinoso. Okay? Right? He has to do tshuva. Let him do tshuva. That's what the Radbad said. It helps for your violation of an oath. Does it help for Chil Hashem? Maybe not. Kippur doesn't even help for that. Misa might not even help for that. Chil Hashem, serious business. Separate thing. That's all Musa stuff. Separate thing. Halacha, yeah. You do an aveira, you get Malchus, you get Malchus is an onesh, which gives you kapara. Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ashkechan, Shavua Shav. That's all good for Shavua Shav. Shavua Sheker Menolan. What about a Shavua Sheker? So Rabbi Yochanan Tidei Amar, Rabbi Yochanan himself, without the help of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan himself says like this. It says, Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pa'amim. It says Lashav twice. Where does it say Lashav twice? It says in the Saras HaDibros, Losisa Eshem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Kilo Yinake Hashem Asher Es Asher Yisa Shmo Lashav. A little extra there. It may no Inyan Lashavah Shav. We already know that you get Malchus for a Shavua Shav. Sinehu Inyan, the Shavua Sheker. So that, therefore, it's applied to a Shavua Sheker. Okay? V'havi ba Rabbi Avo. And Rabbi Avo wondered about this. And he said like this. Hai Shavua Sheker hechidam. What's the case of Shavua Sheker? If it's a case of I will not eat and then I ate, lav sheish b'maisa. That's a lav sheish b'maisa. That can't be. We're talking about a case of a lav sheish. That can't be. Ella what? Amar shvua she'ochel, a shvua that I will eat, v'lo ochel, and I didn't eat. Hai mi loka? See, don't get malchus for that. V'ha itmar shvua she'ochel kikarzu hayom. If a guy swears I will eat this cookie today, v'avrayom, and the whole day passes, v'lo ochel, and he doesn't eat it. It's like the third time we've had this gemara. Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlakish, Amar Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlakish both say, ain't no locus. It's no malchus. Rabbi Yochanan made a locus. Mishab to have a lav sheva ma'isa. Rabbi Yochanan says it's no malchus because the lav sheva ma'isa. Because lav sheva ma'isa ain't locus. You don't get malchus of lav sheva ma'isa. The Rish Lakish Amar ain't a locus. Mishab have a hasra suffik. It's a hasra suffik. The hasra suffik lo shma hasra. And hasra suffik is an invalid hasra. So anyway, you don't get malchus. Amar b'yavo. What? We're gonna talk about the hasra in 3 seconds. I just want to finish the sentence. From Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo said, "Hey, it must be ba'achalti v'lo achalti. It must be by a past case. So what do you see? He includes the past. That whole of the Amud was to get to that line. Okay. Now, okay. Now before we're not finished, but that's how we get. So Rabbi Avo didn't say straight out. He really inferred it. He said a little bit straight out. He got his shita. Okay? That what? That a past shavua is included in the shavua sheker. And you get malchus for that. No, what? Right, one of the exceptions. Exactly. One of the exceptions. Right. Now, explained Rabbi Chana. What's a shavua suffix? Hasra suffik means that, 1 minute, the hasra was a good hasra. I gave you a good hasra, right? But we have a suffik on the maisa, on the action. I don't know, did he do it, did he not? The hasra was good. Not a shayel on the hasra. The hasra was a valid hasra, right? What's the suffik? Did he violate it? Did he what? Right? That's the suffix. If the hasra is not good, that's not a hasra suffix. That's not hasra. You hear the difference? I give hasra somebody 9 o'clock in the morning, and he violates the abeira at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not hasra. Well, it's hasra suffix. It's not a suffix. That's not hasra. Why? Hasra has to precede the action. So giving him hasra, that's not hasra suffix. So says Rabbi Chana, what's going on? You ask this question. Right? If there's a suffix, if there wasn't even hasra, kind of, that's not a suffix. That's not called hasra suffix. That's called, that was no hasra. Right? Now, the guy in this case makes a shavua, he will eat today. And he sits around the whole day not eating it. And now we're running out of time. Because if shkia comes and he doesn't eat it, he violates his shavua. What happens? You go over to him, what do you say to him? You better eat it. Right? So you tell him, you better eat it. Just listen, I got 25 minutes. Leave me alone. Is that a Surah Safik? It's not a Surah Safik. What is that? That's a Safik if you gave Hasra. That's not a Surah. Says Rabbi Chana, what's going on here? You hear the difference? Hasra suffik means, I gave you a valid hasra. But I don't know the details after that. But I gave you, my hasra is good. But I don't know, for whatever reason, what happened afterwards. That's hasra suffik. Here, it's not hasra suffik. It's a suffik if I gave you hasra. Why? Because it's too early. Leave me alone, I have 25 more minutes to shkia. Don't bother me. That's not hasra suffik. That's a suffix. If I gave hasra all and we hold, that's not good hasra. Okay? You hear the kasha? That's what you asked. Right.
Right.
Let's say they know. So Rav Chanan answers, it's 25 minutes of Shkia, they give him a warning, you know, you better eat that cookie. If you don't eat that cookie, you're going to violate your oath. They wait 30 seconds. You know, you better eat that cookie. If you don't eat that cookie, you're going to violate that oath. And every 30 seconds, they give him another hasra. What happens now? Now, Shkia comes, and it's 1 minute to Shkia, he has 1 minute left to eat that cookie. They give him hasra. Now what happens? Time right now. That's not a suffix if they gave hasra. They definitely gave hasra. The only question is, did he have enough time? That's hasra suffix. You know what? There's no malchus for that. Okay? You hear that difference? Not really. That's Rav Chanan's answer. Who is this? The Shiur of Shmuel gives a whole different answer. Listen to what he says. He says, once Shkia comes, and you didn't eat that cookie, it turns out the whole day, you violated your oath. The whole day you violated the oath. So whenever you gave Hasra, it was good Hasra. What happened? Hasra Safik. Hasra Safik is no Malchus. You hear the difference? Makes much more sense. The whole day, you gave Hasra 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, by the way, you only have 3 hours left. You better eat that cookie. Nah, plenty of time, leave me alone. Now, of course, you didn't eat the cookie. So what happens now? Now, retroactive, at 1 o'clock, he's always out on Hasra. Happens to me, with Hasra Safik. Because he had more time. That's no Malchus. Okay? Good? Okay. Now, so getting back to the story here. So we're talking about a case of achalti and lo achalti. Umayshna, difficult question. How did the article translate it? What's the difference? Why are we including the past Shavua? Why is this case different? Which case? The case of a past oath. Amar Rava, the famous Ribsa Torah, Shavua Sheker, Doma Lashav. Why? Because the Torah goes out of its way to compare the two of them, to a Shavua Sheker, to a Shavua Lashav. Where are they compared? Rashi says they're compared in the two Pesukim we're discussing. One's the Aseret HaDibros, one's the Parshas Kedoshim. Tosha says no, it's the first Aseret HaDibros and the second Aseret HaDibros. Either way, it's a detail. Ma Shav Lisha Avar, just like a Shav is on the past. Why is it on the past? Because it's something silly. According to Rabbi Avo, a Shav is something silly. We've never given a Makar for him. But whatever it is, whatever the Makar is, it's something ridiculous. The minute you say that man is a woman, the minute you make that Shavua, it's a past event. It's not in the future. It's past. I swear that's... The minute you say that, it's ridiculous. That's in the past. Sheker nami l'sha'avar. So too, a sheker was also in the past. Okay? Okay, now, from here to the two dots, there's an exchange here with Rabbi Yirmiyah. I hope I get this right. Eishe Rabbi Yirmiyah l'Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Avo the following question. Shavua shelo ochal kikar zeh. If a guy makes a shavua that I will not eat that cookie, shavua shelo ochlena, I will not eat that cookie. Shavua shelo ochlena, I will not eat that cookie. Va'ochla, and he eats it, ein chayiv ela achat. You only chayiv one time. Why you only chayiv one time? Because how many times can one cookie be usher to you? Only usher one time. No matter how many times he said it, it's only usher one time. Ein isher chal listen. Can't make that usher 8 times. Okay? Only chayiv one time. Then the brisa, this is a brisa, right? It's actually a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on in the week. Now, Ezuhi Shavuas Bitui. This is a classic case of a Shavua, Shechayavin al Zadona Makos, Val Shechagasa Carbon Oliviori. This is a classic example. If you do it on purpose, you violate the oath on purpose, Yechayev Malchus, and if you violate it by mistake, Yechayev an old Yorid. Now, Zuhi Lemute Mai. This is it. What are we excluding? Lav Lemute Achalti Velo Achalti? Aren't we excluding a past Shavua, Delo Lucky, where there is no Malchus? Kash on you, Rabbi Avo. You, Rabbi Avo, said that a past Shavua does get Malchus, but the Mishnah on Chav Zayin seems to say it's not true. The Mishnah on Chav Zayin says that if you make a future Shavua, no matter how many times you say it, you only chayev once. You only chayev once, right? You only chayev once, and this is a classic case of a shvua. This is it. Meaning to say, and a past shvua is not it. Good? No, no, that's not what it meant. That's not what it meant when it said, this is it. What it meant was, limu'ute, achalti, below achalti, the carbon. That achalti, there is no carbon. But Malchus, there would be. Okay? Zuhi, dalshigagasa, carbon oliviore. Yeah, this is it. In other words, on a future shvua, if you violate it, you'll bring a carbon oliviore. Achalti, below achalti, low. But on a past shvua, no. Rabbi Shmuel, he, and this must go according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, Tama who said, Ein achayev el al ha'asid, the only chayev on a future shvua, aval asid lavo, for a carbon, aval milka, lucky. But Malchus, you will get. Okay? Ein achanami. Ein achanami. Gemara's going to bring that up in about 3 seconds. Aim a seifa. Wait a minute. Look at the seifa of that Mishnah over there on Daf Chavtes. On Chavtes over there. It's not. It's the same Mishnah. Just the Gemara put it on Chavtes, right? Aim a seifa. Top line number base. Aim a seifa. It's like walking in the right in the middle of a story. But okay. Aim a. You're good then. Aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of the Mishnah on Chavtes. What does the seifa say? Zuhi shvua shav. Here's a shvua shav. Shechayav and al zadona makos. Yalshigagasa Potter. Right? By the way, that Mishnah on Chavtes is talking about a shvua that is ridiculous. If someone makes a shvua that a stone is gold, or a man is a woman, someone makes a ridiculous shvua like that, right? That's called a shvua shav. And you chayev on that, if you do it on purpose, you violate it on purpose, you chayev a malchus. And if you do it for shogig, you're putter from a carbon. Okay? What is... What? I made it... What? How does Shechayev show? That's a good question. That chair... Yeah, maybe shogig. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you come from another country. You thought a chair meant a woman. I don't know. It's a good question, actually. I don't know. We'll get to it on Chavtes. Zuhi. Now.
Yeah.
You didn't know you're not allowed to make such a shvuah. Zuhi. What does zuhi mean? This is it. Lemute mai. What does it come to exclude? Lute mai. My lav. Doesn't it come to exclude? Lemute. Achalti. Below achalti. Delo laki. Doesn't it come to exclude a past case of achalti. Below achalti. Delo laki. Right? 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 Love. It says the Gemara, no, it's not what it meant to exclude. Zuhi, you know what it meant to exclude? Dal shigigasa, potter mi carbon. That if you do it for shogeg, you're potter from a carbon. Abel achalti, below achalti, al shigigasa, chayiv carbon. Right? If you say that man is a woman, then we said that you're potter from a carbon. But if it was a past case, a chalti, below a chalti, then you would be chai for a carbon, for Rabbi Akiva, and it's Rabbi Akiva, the mechayiv was sha'avar kilahaba, who said you're chayiv for past, like you are for future. Okay? So we have not disproved that a past shavua and a future shavua are the same regarding Malchus. Because now we're getting off topic, now they're talking with karbanos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ha, Amarta, wait a minute. Reisha Rishmalhi? Reisha Rishmal Vasefer Rabbi Akiva? How can the Reisha be Rishmal Vasefer Rabbi Akiva? Sometimes we say that one Mishnah has two different Tanayim, but we really don't want to say that. So now the Gemara says you're right. Kula Rabbi Akiva. Really, the whole thing is Rabbi Akiva. Reisha, Lav Lema'ute, Achalti, Velo Achalti, Mikarbon. Reisha, lav lemute achalti below achalti mikarbon. Doesn't it come to exclude a past shvua from a carbon? That's not what it comes to exclude. El lemute ochel below ochel mimalkus. It comes to exclude a future Ochel for Malchus. Av a carbon mechayev. But a carbon, yes. Okay? Maishna, why? Why are we doing that? Why should we do that? So the Gemara says very simple. Mistabra, it makes perfect sense. Kai, milahaba, menayit lahaba, a future shvua. The ratio was talking about, right? Again, the ratio was talking about if someone made five different times, I make a shvua, I'm not eating that, I will not eat that cookie, I will not eat that cookie, I will not eat that cookie. So ratio, lemay lahaba koi. So it excludes a future case of malchus. The lahaba, mamay lishavar. What, a future is going to exclude a past? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, now, we finished that Gemara, we got to the two dots. This Gemara was not hard. It was not. If anybody wants the sheet, they can have this sheet. I just broke down each question and answered each question. It was not hard. It was extremely complicated. But once you break down the cases, it wasn't hard. So at the end of the day, we didn't disprove Rabbi Avo. There's a general machlokas here between Rabbi Dima and Rabbi Avo. Hayil and Ati Tzokim, according to Rabbi Avo, Achalti v'lo achalti was a pesh shvua. Ochel v'lo ochel was a future shvua. They learned out of two different Tzokim. At the end of the day, you get malchus for both. Karbanos is a big dispute. And that's one of the exceptions. It's even though it's a lav she'en b'maisa, all it is a shvuin, it's still chayev of malchus. Why? It's an exception. Going out of the Atheres of Dibros, lo yinake, Hashem won't punish you. But Bezen Shalmata will. Okay? Good? Good. Okay. Which time we have left? Okay, perfect time. Next. Iboy Elohu. Where am I? Shvuin shalach alocha kol shu chayev. Rabbi Akiva said that if you violate an oath, you're chayev a kol shu. You're not even allowed, normally, in order to get a punishment in the Torah, you have to eat for eating issues, you have to eat at least a kezayit. If you don't eat less, if you eat less than a kezayit, you don't get any malchus, no punishment at all. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to eat half a kezayit of chomek. You're not allowed to do that. But you don't get malchus or half a kezayit of chomek is different because it's courage. But trait. Chelev, Chazer, Noser, Nevela, all these things. You don't get malchus unless you eat at least the kezayit. Less than the kezayit is usher, but there's no punishment. Comes along with Rabbi Akiva, by the way, if you make a shavua not to eat a cookie, even a mashahu. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. And they said to Rabbi Akiva, where'd you get that from? And Rabbi Akiva said, I'll tell you where I got it from. Because there's never a case in the Torah where somebody brings a carbon for violating speech. Therefore it's so different. Now, the question is, does Rabbi Akiva hold this b'chol Torah kula? Actually, Rabbi Shimon does hold the b'chol Torah kula. So the Gemara is going to want to know, does Rabbi Akiva agree with his Talmud of Shimon b'Yochai or not? That's the question. Ibai Elohu. Rabbi Akiva, b'chol Torah kula, Kerv Shimon Tzvirule? Does Rabbi Akiva agree, b'chol Torah kula, like his Talmud, Rabbi Shimon, that what? The Machayev b'mashahu? The Machayev b'mashahu? We're going to answer, he does not agree with him. He only holds it by Shavua, not by anywhere else. But that's now we're going to go through. The Tanya. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu L'Makos. Anything is Malchus. V'lo Amru Kezayit El L'Inyan Carbon. The only time we said Kezayit, that's only for a carbon. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says three words. Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. What's Rashi telling you? See that? V'lo Amru Kezayit Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Why Rashi stick that in? So a lot of ink has been spilled. Why did Rashi bother saying that? Sometimes Rashi says something and just gloss over it. I underlined it because what's Rashi telling me? That's Kezayit, Halacha L'Moshe, that's ABC. Why does Rashi say it? Why does he say it here? Right? So what does Rav Shimon hold? When do I care about a Kezayit? That's only for Shogeg. For Karbanos issues. Yeah, you're not bringing a carbon unless you eat a Kezayit. He's not disputing there's such a thing as a kezayit. As if, after all, Rashi said, halacha l'moshe mitzinai. You can't dispute that. You can't be a machlokas about halacha l'moshe mitzinai. So what does Rav Shimon bar Yochai say? That's only for shogeg. The mazen, even a mashavu. Ubedinhu. It actually makes sense. The boy if fluge ba'alma. The boy if, what does that mean? The boy if fluge ba'alma. Right, really? Rabbi Akiva holds, like his Talmud of Shimon, that it applies even Mashu. Really? Flugi ba'alma. Aye, but how'd you come with Flugi Hacha? So why is Rabbi Akiva's opinion mentioned Dafke Masech Shavuot? Lodicha Kocha de Rabbanan, to tell you how different the Rabbanan are. Dafa Gav to Ikkulam Emer. Even though you could say, Ho'olam Afarish, chayiv. If I specify, I will make a shvua that I will not eat a mashahu of that kizat, of that cookie. If somebody says that chayiv, then they will be chayiv if they eat a mashahu of the cookie. Why? Because they've spoken the terms of the shvua. So stam nami chayiv. So maybe stam also. You don't specify stam also. Kamash malan dipatiri. Kamash malan. No way. Why don't we say dibur Torah kolosha b'nei adam? That a guy meant to say, I'm not eating even one crumb of that cookie, would come up with a kezayis. Says the Chachamim, I don't buy any of that. We don't buy any of that. And therefore, the same share as a kezayis. Oh, Dilma, maybe no. The Alma Rabbanan Svirale, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds like the Rabbanan. The Hachahinu Taima. Here's the reason why he's so different by Shavua. Ha'olu Mefarish, Chayiv, Stam Nami Chayiv. You know why? Because if you specify, you're Chayiv. So Stam, you're also Chayiv. Says Rabbi Akiva, what's the reasoning? So everyone explains, Rashi explains. The reasoning is, because when a guy makes a Shavua, the Torah has, says, now I'm going to eat Chayiv. I would have thought, I can't eat anything. Well, who made up with a Kedayit? So when a guy says, I'm making a Shavua, I'm not eating that cookie today. What, he's not eating a Kedayit of that cookie? No, I don't think that. He's not eating any part of that cookie. Even a Mashu. It's Lashon B'nei Adam. So that's what they're really arguing about. So maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that, because you created the Yisr. So therefore, it's a mashu. But if you don't create the answer, then the Rekiv agrees. It's whatever the Torah says. Torah says it's a kizayis. It's a kizayis. You specify the amount. What if a guy says, I'm not eating a mashu of that cookie? What, the shear is a kizayis? Of course not. He said. Then he's not, exactly. So what if it's tam? What does it say? I'm not eating kofa today. I have a half a minute to say, he meant a mashu. Why? That's what people mean. Right? That's what people mean. I'm on a diet. I'm not eating any carbs today. What? I'm blessed with a kizayis I can eat? No one says that. No one talks like that. Right? So, I'm not eating any of it. I'm not eating today cookies. I'm not eating cookies today. Blessed with a kizayis I am eating. No, that's not how people talk. That's not how people talk. When the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat chaylev, the Torah means you're not allowed to eat a kizayis of chaylev. Blessed with a kizayis, you're not allowed to eat either. There's no punishment. So Tashma, to Amru Lo, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, what are you talking? Heichon Matzinu Maichel Kolshu Zechayev, Shezechayev. Where did you come up with this that Yechayev for Mashu? Never applies. Vinisa, and if Rabbi Akiva holds that it does apply in the whole Torah, Leimaluhu. You should have said back to them. Ano b'chol Torah kula, Rav Shimon Sfirli. I hold the whole Torah. You're not even in the Mashu. That's Mashita. He didn't say that. So obviously he doesn't agree with it. So the Gemara says, no, maybe he did agree with it. He was saying, within the sheet of you guys, Lididi, according to me, Rabbi Akiva could have said, B'chol Torah Kula, Kerv Shimon severely. I hold like Rav Shimon. That what? A mashu is always awesome. But according to you guys, Odili Miha, Holum Afarish, Chayev, Stam Nami Chayev. At least agree with me that since if you would have specified a crumb, then it's Taka crumb. So even if it's Stam, it should also be a crumb. So Amrule, Rabbanan Lo. Rabbanan says, no, we don't buy that at all. When a person made a shvua, what he means to Aser is whatever the shiurim of the Torah are. That's what he means to say. Tashma, another try, the Rekiva Omer, listen to this. Nazir Sheshara, Pito Biyayin. If a Nazir soaks wine in bread, another takes a loaf of bread, and he soaks wine, and now the taste of the wine went into the bread. Right? The taste of the wine is now in the bread. V'yeshba kedei letzaris kezayit. And by the way, you also have another cup of wine or grapes. And between the cup of grapes that you have and between the bread that tastes like wine, you have a kezayit. Then chayiv. The nazir is going to be chayiv. Right? That gemara there... that this is one of the makoros of what's called tam ki'ikr. The taste of, there's no grapes here. There's no grape. What is bread? Yeah, I squeeze some grapes onto the bread. So the taste of the wine in the bread is as if you're drinking wine. In Hilchas Tarovet, this is a huge issue. Tam ki'ikr. We hold some tam ki'ikr. The tam, the taste. There's no wine here. It's just a taste of wine. That's good enough. Now wait a minute. Rabbi Akiva says it has to combine the only half a kezayis of wine in the, of the top. that the taste of the wine is in this bread. Not enough. You still need the other cup of wine that'll give you a kedayah. But wait a minute. If Rabbi Akiva holds it's irrelevant, what do you have to combine it for? If Rabbi Akiva holds it's a mashu, what do you have to combine it for? The insult, these are the dads of Ba'al Makir Shimon Tzvi Relay, and if Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rabbi Shimon, that we don't care about Shiurim, Lamali Latsari. What do you have to combine it for? Without combining it, you have a shear. Why? Because there is no shear. That's going to prove that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Akiva holds in need of kedayah. When does he argue? Yeah, he argues by Shavuot. Why? Because you create the Shavuot. You create the Yisr. If you don't create the Yisr, of course Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva is a lone Shita, unusual Shita. He holds not such. When is there a Shear? By a carbon only. Also, Tanan. So therefore, that's what we're going to prove it. Now, Tanan. But now, another proof that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a view with this. Shavuot shel Achal. If a guy makes a Shavuot, he's not going to eat. Vachal lejvel is to chafas shkatsu v'ramatim. Chayiv. Yeah, and you make a shavuot, you're not going to eat. I'm not going to eat today. I'm going to fast today. I'm going to get ready for Tisha B'Av. I'm not going to eat today. And then he eats things that are not kosher. Yichayev. It's not kosher anyway. The Reb Shimon Poter. Reb Shimon says, no, you're poter. Vavir ba, am I chayev? How could you be chayev for eating? How could you be chayev for violating your oath? Mushba, mehar Sinai hu. You're already not allowed to eat that stuff. You're already not allowed to eat that. You made a shavuot ready from Har Sinai. So Rav Shmuel Reb Yochanan, Zomer Tavayu. Two ways we're going to get out of this. Number one, the kolel dvarim hamutarim in dvarim harasurim. You made a shvuah. I'm not eating anything today. I'm not eating cheesecake. I'm not eating pretzels. I'm not eating coleslaw. I'm not eating shkatz of bramasim. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat shkatz of bramasim. It's true. But I made a shvuah that included more things than shkatz and bramasim. Therefore, if I eat shkatz and bramasim, I'm chayef for violating my shvuah. I am mushba v'omer ha'sinai. Yeah, my new shvuah included more things. It included coleslaw. For Shlach Hashamar, a different answer. Either you made a Shavuah, you're going to eat less than the shear. According to the Torah, I'm only not allowed to eat the shear of a second. But according to the Chachamim, b'stam, b'libah de Rabbi Akiva, or stam according to Rabbi Akiva, the Adam Osir Asa B'chal Shehu. A person can go ahead and make himself Osir in a Kal Shehu. Why? Because by Shavuah, Rabbi Akiva said, it's a Kal Shehu. Now wait a minute. But if Rabbi Akiva holds that always, and even on a kosher, you're not allowed to do that from Har Sinai. It's impossible for Rabbi Akiva to hold this. Ella, we're forced to say, Ella, Shmamina, the Alma, Karabana, Svirule, Shmamina. Rabbi Akiva holds, of course you have Shiurim. If you didn't have Shiurim, this would not be a valid Shavua. Why? You only have Mushmur Vomar Har Sinai. Impossible. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva must hold that. Called Torah Kula, of course the shears of Kedayah. Of course. We proved it by the wine, and we proved it by this case. By Shavuos he holds, it's a minimum shear. Why? Because you create the Yisra. Okay, now, tomorrow is Erev Tisha B'Av, Tuesday is Tisha B'Av. Not sure how we're going to figure this out, how we're going to do this, because Chafet on the base is massive. So we're going to try as best as we can to catch up over the next few days. Everybody have a good day.